Let's just do this then for a Friday morning. Big day today for a very special lady. 10 billion streams celebrated so far. 4 UK top 10 singles. 2 million album sales. 1.3 billion video views. Ridiculous numbers. But then she is ridiculously awesome. She's the one and only with new music out today. Emery!
Come on down. There's your intro.
That was a lot.
What do you do when you when you get your first million? You probably go, yeah. What about when you get something comes up as a billion to your name?
Yeah, that's I didn't even know that.
Yes. Well, you're welcome. We're here to give you the good news.
I knew it was worth staying up all night and counting those numbers. Such well spent time. How are you generally with life and things? It's great to have you back.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm so ready to get just new music out, and it's I'm excited about it all.
Oh, so the new single then, Birthday, we love it. It is so catchy.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
The thing is, it's not your birthday today. Your birthday's not till April.
I know. Shh.
So it's a big hard push for really good presents.
Yeah, you're starting early.
Yeah, do you know what? That sounds so good right now.
People have got 2 months to think about it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't wait. I could not wait until April. Plus, it's got to be someone's birthday today, innit? So this song's for them.
Oh, Anne-Marie wishing you happy birthday with her own song is brilliant. In fact, Anne-Marie, would you sing us a first line of happy birthday and make somebody's day?
Yeah.
It's very early.
Isn't it though? Wow, those silky tones that we know and love.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Now in the song you say, it's my birthday, I can do what I like. What are you going to do on your birthday?
Right, my birthday this year, I'm having all my friends in Ibiza.
Oh, get in.
I love Ibiza. I can't believe you're inviting us to Ibiza.
That's
so
lovely.
Oh, Emery.
Well, yeah, come.
Yes, we're in.
Having all my friends there, and it's my sister's birthday the day after mine. Oh. So we're celebrating it together.
Oh.
And we're getting the psychic there. Because I love all that weird stuff.
Hang on, what? You're getting a psychic?
Yeah.
No. Do you feel... Have you ever had some kind of connection, some kind of experience with the other side?
I think I saw a ghost once. But I don't know. I think I did.
Because I was
sleeping on the sofa at my friend's house.
Yeah.
And the cat, they had two cats, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was about 3 a.m, they were just meowing in my ear hole for ages.
Ear hole,
not just the ear.
No.
And I was so annoyed at them, and I like took the covers, I was like, what? And then I saw like a thing sitting down in the chair next to me. And I just screamed and held the thing over my face. And I was like, please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. And I stayed there for about an hour. And then I really needed a wee. So I had to
get out. Oh, it was so like a horror film up until the wee bit. No one ever wees in a movie.
So hang on, what was this thing sat in the chair?
It was just a energy of some sort. But I apparently cats and things like that can see and sense things, right?
Yeah.
So the cats were like warning you.
Yeah, they were like,
wake up.
Yeah. Wake up, Anne-Marie.
There's no ghost. And
but I love ghost
some
stories.
Cat.
I love ghost stories and I love all that stuff. So that's going to be fun.
So is the psychic, is she or he, are they going to stay with you? Or how does it work? Are you just going to see them while you're there? What's going on? Are they going to predict your plans for the holiday?
There is no way I'm letting a psychic sleep in anywhere near me.
Yeah. imagine the stories if you did.
I know. But I'm not quite sure what's going to happen yet. I don't know whether to have like different types of psychics at different times, like one that can do a whole reading, one that can do like Reiki, or one that can do cards, tarot cards. I don't know. I have to figure it out. Yeah.
It's like Anne-Marie's psychic retreat.
I was going to say, what a TV special this is turning into.
We should film it, shouldn't we?
We should film it. I'm serious. There is a series in this, not just an episode.
What's the woman who does Most Haunted? She can move over. Anne-Marie's in town.
Yvette Fielding, get out of town.
Yvette Fielding, that's it. Yeah, see ya.
Yes. Just the whites of your eyes filmed in ultraviolet.
Cool.
I'm loving this. Actually, I'm going to... Oh, no. Emery, I'm having a bit of a psychic turn now. There's a song. There's a song. It's about a celebration, and it's It's brand new, and no one knows what will happen with it, but I can see it's top of the charts all around the world. I can see millions of sales, billions of streams with the video. Oh, I think you better introduce it for us, Anne-Marie.
Well, yeah, this is my new song, Birthday, on KMFM.
Yes! Get in!
Best intro ever.
And that's how you do that, the psychic intro.
Oh,
man, I'm so glad. I told you bring that crystal ball in would pay
off. Honestly, it was worth it.
It was worth it. I could have broke it on the bus as well.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth it.
Anyway, it's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and with Anne-Marie.
Yay! Hello.
The brand new song Birthday out today.
Now, yes. Anne-Marie, in your video for Birthday, it's got a bit of a Cinderella theme. Have you done that game on Instagram where you work out which Disney princess you are? And if so, which one are you?
Oh, I can't even remember what I was. I have done it. I think I was the one from Frozen.
Oh, Elsa.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know what's bad? I haven't even seen that movie.
What?
Hang on, what? You've never seen Frozen?
I know. Do you know what? I never watch films when there's loads of hype around them. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it.
You're so
Titanic,
anti.
Move on. Yeah. Jurassic Park, see you later. Star Wars, she's not going to watch that.
I've never watched Star Wars. Do you know what? I will watch them in 10 years.
Yeah, when it's cool.
You're so contrary.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I don't do what people want me to do. I'm different.
Yeah, that's right. She actually went to Cats and enjoyed it.
Oh.
Jellicle cat. Could you get a little leopard print leotard on in the future?
Hell no. If I go gym, I might.
Anne-Marie, if you were going to be in a film, which film would you be in then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, someone... Miss Congeniality.
Oh, get in. And what would be your big wish? You know they always wish for world peace. What would yours be for?
Oh, loads of chocolate cake.
Yes!
World peace, forget it. Just bring me the cake.
And the Bruce Bogtrotter of the music industry goes to Anne-Marie.
That's my dream scene, that.
Honestly. In fact, that's the film I'd be in, Matilda, definitely. Yeah. I'd play Bruce.
You know what? Yeah. That is a great film.
That's the role you want.
You'd never get out of Hokey or Pokey or whatever that cupboard's called.
The Chokey.
You'd be too much. The Hokey Pokey Chokey.
That sounds more fun, though. That's the spin-off version.
Yeah, that's the kids' version. Much more fun. Now, we've got some things here. Like, you know, your name's Anne-Marie. We're thinking, though, just playing on words, Van Marie.
Right.
When was the last time you were in a van?
Oh, I think today, actually.
Oh, nice.
You arrived in a van.
Yeah, I arrived in a van.
What's the stretch limo? What's that? Where's that?
I don't know. They know this.
1.3 billion views, people.
Yeah, we need the black tie hummer.
That's so true. I'm being mugged off here.
You're being so mugged off.
Sticking her in a van. Okay, what about Ban Marie? Have you ever been banned from anywhere?
School.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like me very much. They're very naughty.
They're kicking themselves now, though.
Yeah.
Well, Fan Marie. Come on, let's have a story of one of your ninjas, a recent one no one's heard before. What have they been up to?
Do you know what? Recently, a lot of fans have been getting tattoos. But I've been, whenever I meet them, they want me to write a tattoo for them. So I have my handwriting on their bodies.
What do you
forever.
Write? When someone says, look, write on my, pressure. I don't know, what have you written on of people's arms? Or has it gone worse than that? Have you been in areas that you maybe shouldn't be?
I mean, I write on a piece of paper. I let them
you don't write direct onto them.
They choose the placement.
No.
Put it where you like, mate. Stick that where you like.
Yeah.
Very nice. What messages? Or do you do a signature or what?
Sometimes it's like my name, but I think I met like three fans yesterday in the studio, and one of them had "I love you" written on it that I'd written on one of their tickets, which is really cool. One of them had "confidence" written on them because I've got a tattoo saying "confidence" on my body, and I wrote that for them.
Lovely.
And another one was, she was like, "Write down whatever you want. Write down whatever you want." So I wrote, "Who cares."
Brilliant.
Keeping it real.
But, you know, like, that is a good question to ask yourself when you're getting worked up about saying, can you have a little look at tattoo? And it's like, yeah, who cares? Come on, get a grip.
Come on, that is a good one, you know.
It does care.
Okay, what about Canned Marie? What's your favourite canned food?
Oh, God, beans?
Yes.
Ever eaten straight out of the can?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Do you know what? Weirdly, I just remembered my cousin used to do that all the time, like cold beans just out of the can.
Oh, no.
I love beans. And you know what's hard? When you go to America and their full Englishes don't contain beans.
I know, what's weird over there?
It's hard.
Can we just... We've had an argument on air about beans before. Mm. I say that particular brand with the green label.
Yeah.
It's got to be them.
I'm supermarket owned.
Laura's like supermarket owned.
Yeah, I prefer
what's
them.
What's the Anne-Marie? This is the casting
vote.
Oh,
yeah, Anne-Marie can decide.
I say the green.
Yes! Oh, no! Anne-Marie knows! You've lost that fight.
I liked her until now, Anne-Marie.
Still love her. What about Tan Marie? Favourite holiday destination where you might, you know, catch some rays?
Ooh,
in a safe sun kind of way.
My favourite destination has been St Lucia.
Oh, lovely.
Just the sound of it.
Oh, you're painting a picture for me now.
It was so beautiful and so hot, and it was in I can only go on holiday in January because I'm so busy. So the only place I can really go is the Caribbean. So that's
it's
where
bummer,
it's sunny
isn't it?
All the time. Such a shame.
I can only go there.
Yeah, I can only go there. Yeah. It's got nothing on Skegness, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, to be honest, it ain't. I went to Antigua this year because it was my manager's wedding there. She was born in Antigua, so such a shame we had to have the wedding all the way over there.
Selfish, isn't it?
Your life is a nightmare.
I know, it's just so crap.
Oh, and poor Anne-Marie.
I went to fly home and I got an ear infection and I was like, I can't fly. The doctor was like, you can't fly. And all my friends were not giving me any sympathy whatsoever.
Stuck
everyone
in Antigua.
Yeah.
Earache's bad though. It's horrible earache.
God, it's so bad. I've never had it before. I just always used to be like, what are you moaning about? Earache. And then I got one and it was so bad.
Now you know the pain.
Yeah, you got the sympathy now.
What about Pan Marie? Pizza. How do you have it? What do you like? Toppings, thin, crusty, stuffed crust?
The thickest crust ever.
Yes,
deep
I'm with
pan.
You.
Filled with cheese and barbecue sauce.
100%. Yes.
Barbecue base.
Yes.
Peppers, mushrooms, even a little bit more sauce. You know the green herb sauce? Oh, that all over it.
Like a pesto.
Yeah,
that stuff. That's it.
Oh, man.
Delish.
Too. I love pizza so much. I'm going to have pizza tonight now.
Do you know
me too.
We're actually going to go right now. So, back with Anne-Marie in a minute once we've got a pizza. Back with Anne-Marie. More with Anne-Marie on Playing in a minute. It is time to play Say It with Anne-Marie. You smashed it last time you played. You got a really good score.
Yeah, you got 10 last time you played.
Yeah. Good luck, Anne-Marie. We're all with you here.
Say it. She's married to Vernon Kay. She presents Strictly. She's a really tall one.
I know her face, but I don't know her name. Next.
Okay. It's the fruit you eat with cream. You pick your own in the summer and they're red. And you like pick your own.
Strawberry.
And
strawberry.
It's what you watch in your front room, in the living room. You watch
TV,
it. Yes. It's when you sing and there's words on the screen when you go to the pub and you sing. Yeah. Kim and Courtney and all the Jenners. Yeah. It's when you don't want to go to work. You go on what?
Sick day.
No, you go on like and you have placards and you go, oh, we're not going to work. We're on.
Oh, strike.
Yes. It's what they have in Notting Hill in or Bank Holiday. And everyone all like dances and they have feathers and stuff and they wear bikinis and dance around.
Carnival.
Yeah, what's that, the theme tune? They're like a group of people. It's what you have bread as breakfast in the morning. It's crunchy, yeah. It's the month after May. It comes after May, before July.
June.
Yes, it's the bear they have in Australia.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Blankety blank. What a stupid idiot.
No, it wasn't. It was Adam's family.
Blankety blank, blankety blank.
I was thinking that. I was thinking, is she looking at the same screen as me?
Oh, I've got... Come on, you didn't do that. Let's play that back. I didn't get that.
Tell us the bear in Australia. You can have it.
Koala bear.
Yeah, right. You're having that instead of the match of the day theme tune or whatever it was supposed to be.
Let's give Anne-Marie blankety blank because it's a close
guess. Yeah, all right. I'm giving a blankety blank as a bonus point. Okay, so that means... you got strawberry for one,
strawberry.
TV for two, karaoke three, Kardashians four, strike five, carnival six, Adam's family
/blankety blank/match of the day.
You can have that for seven, toast eight, June nine, koala 10.
Yes, he called my last one.
Oh, that's it. She's consistent. Yeah. And she's got her birthday coming up. Don't forget, the song is out today. The wonderful Amaree. Hey.
Thank you. I'm sweating out.
And Anne-Marie, before you go, we've got to ask you, how's Auntie Viv?
Oh, yeah.
Auntie Viv
She's
from
fantastic.
Kent.
She's fantastic.
She all right?
She's great, yeah.
Nice Good. Christmas?
She's so great, yeah. It was a lovely Christmas. She came round, because my sister just had a baby, we all went round to my sister's house. And she was there. And I got a Paul Weller tickets and she nearly fainted.
Oh,
yeah, they love Paul Weller.
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, that's so
Who
good.
Who doesn't love the mod father?
Brilliant. Yes. Oh, Absolutely. Auntie Viv. We'll send her our love.
Yeah.
I will.
How's her dance going? Good?
Yeah, okay. She's so good.
All right, well...
I'm literally going to text her now.
You better do it.
I think you only ever text her when we remind you about her.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Are you on that KNFM again? What have I told you?
Say hi.
lots of love to you and Auntie Viv and all the family.
And Thank your new you. Baby niece or nephew, did you say?
Yeah, nephew.
Yeah, congratulations, okay. Auntie Anne-Marie.
Yeah, Auntie Anne-Marie, everybody. Aww.